This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Ag producers are facing a record trade deficit. We'll have more right after this.
Brett Young. Brett Young. August 12th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. With Need to Breathe. It's just me and the whiskey. Reserve seats on sale now at iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets. Don't miss Brett Young Live.
The U.S. is facing a record-large agricultural trade deficit in 2024. Betty Resnick, an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the deficit has deepened significantly in the last 2 years.
The trade deficit for fiscal year 2024 is now forecasted at $32 billion, which is almost double the record set last year. Historically, the U.S. has always had agricultural trade surpluses, but this would be the fourth time in only 6 years that the U.S. has had an agricultural trade deficit. So this is approaching a new normal status.
Resnick said there are many challenges contributing to the ag trade shortage.
Declining commodity prices, a strong U.S. dollar, and increasing foreign competition hampering U.S. exports. All at the same time, imports are continuing to grow as we consume more and more horticultural products, including fresh fruits and vegetables, and alcoholic beverages from our trading partners.
However, Resnick added that there are many things the administration and Congress can do to improve the situation.
Fighting for better market access for U.S. agricultural exports, boosting domestic specialty crop production by bringing relief to farmers facing labor shortages through ag labor reforms and tweaks to the H-2A program, and also promoting U.S. exports through market promotion and increasing funding to programs like MAP and FMD through the Farm Bill. So there's several policy levers that could be used here.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.